You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Senator Dave Valesky will likely not be the Democratic nominee to continue in his state Senate seat after last night's primary election results. WAER's Chris Bolt reports Rachel May's grassroots efforts proved strong enough to unseat the incumbent.
Dave Valesky didn't face primary challenges in any of his recent re-election bids, but this time around he ran into an organized opponent and maybe a political wave of change. Supporters at Mello Velo in Syracuse saw Rachel May take the Democratic primary by a 52-48% margin. That's about a 600-vote difference, and there are more than 1,000 absentee ballots still to be counted, enough to change the result, though unlikely. May has a sense that it's a time when people are more willing to fight the cynicism in government.
It's really exciting. And when I first started, people said, oh, you don't want to be a politician. People hate politicians. But people have thanked me for stepping up, for giving people a choice, for being willing to take on the establishment.
One of her key issues was fighting the Independent Democratic Conference, the IDC, which included Valesky. The group broke away from the Democratic Party to work with Republicans on policies. A statewide true blue effort tried to help Democrats unite behind a majority in the Senate and get rid of the IDC. Supporters for Valesky gathered at XO Taco on Fayette Street in Syracuse to await the primary election results. Elisa Morales says she supported the senator because she believes he has listened to minority groups within the community.
He's been a champion of the people and people of all colors, so I love that about him. You know, he's very mindful of diversity, and our big melting pot here in Syracuse, New York. And I feel like, you know, he's a trailblazer here in New York State. So for me, he's a champion no matter what.
She hopes whoever is elected senator will be just as mindful of diversity as Valesky has been.
I hope whoever is going to step into those big shoes is ready to step into them and is open to conversations with all people, not just some people or some demographics.
Valesky has not conceded the race, awaiting the absentee ballot count. During a campaign that featured a lot of door-to-door work, May actually changed course a bit on what she'd tackle in Albany.
I got into this partly because of the idea that we could pass health care for all. But I have to say, in the course of the campaign, the election law has stood out as even more important. The low participation rates, the things that New York does to suppress the vote are pretty shocking.
She says people are ready to defend democracy after feeling as though they and their votes have been taken for granted. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Once again, Valesky has not conceded and May has not declared victory, awaiting the absentee ballot count. If the vote holds, Valesky could also end up on the ballot on a third-party line. Other primary results saw Andrew Cuomo win the Democratic nomination over Cynthia Nixon for governor, Kathy Hochul headed to re-election as lieutenant governor, and Letitia James wins Democratic nomination for attorney general over three others. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website. And while you're there, you can help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.